Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, November 30th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, we have a pair of stories about social media. First off, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey has announced that he will be stepping down from his role as chief executive officer. The move is effective immediately, and the company's chief technology officer, Parag Agrawal, will take over as CEO. Dorsey will remain on the board through his term, which ends next May, and then will fully depart the company. This is not the first time that Dorsey has exited his role as CEO of Twitter. Dorsey served as the company's CEO until 2008, when he transitioned to chairman of the board. He then retook over the role as CEO in 2015. But over the years, he's faced some criticism for being the CEO of both Twitter and the financial services company Square. Investors were concerned that Dorsey might not be giving his full attention to either one of the companies. In a statement confirming his departure, Dorsey simply explained that he's decided it's time to leave Twitter because he believes the company is ready to move on from its founders. Meanwhile, speaking of social media companies still run by their founder, Facebook announced its plans to acquire the popular GIF service Giphy in a deal valued around $400 million last year. While Facebook had said its goal with the acquisition was to integrate the Giphy service deeply with Instagram, regulators have now ordered Facebook to sell Giphy due to antitrust concerns. In a press release, the UK's Competition and Markets Authority said that its investigation has concluded that Facebook's acquisition of Giphy would reduce competition between social media platforms, and that the deal has already removed Giphy as a potential challenger in the display advertising market. According to the CMA, the deal would have allowed Facebook to increase its already significant market power in social media and advertising, including by denying or limiting other platforms' access to Giphy GIFs, and changing the terms of access by requiring other social networks to provide user data in order to access those GIFs. So ultimately, the CMA concludes that these concerns can only be addressed by Facebook selling Giphy in its entirety to an approved buyer. This means Facebook must unwind its acquisition of Giphy, which just occurred to begin with a year ago. In other news today, at WWDC in June, Apple announced a new version of its Swift Playgrounds development application with major improvements, including support for developing an application directly on the iPad, and then even submitting it to the App Store for approval from that version of Swift Playgrounds on the iPad. But since that announcement at WWDC, Apple has not made any further comments on its plans to launch Swift Playgrounds 4. But in recent weeks, 9 to 5 Mac has learned that Apple has now been inviting developers to join the Swift Playgrounds 4 beta program. Developers must agree to a non-disclosure agreement in order to gain access to the beta, which means they aren't able to talk about it publicly. It's worth noting that, according to our sources, some of the application's features require iPadOS 15.2, which is currently in beta testing with developers. This suggests that Swift Playgrounds 4 might be released alongside iOS 15.2 and iPadOS 15.2 sometime later this year or in early 2022. Rounding out today, as 2021 is coming to a close, rumors are focused on what Apple could introduce next year. As we talked about yesterday, one of the most anticipated products is Apple's long-rumored AR and VR mixed reality headset. Bloomberg now reports that Apple is planning to announce its headset in 2022, but that this doesn't mean it will be easy for customers to get their hands on one that soon. According to the report, the same thing that happened with the original iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch could happen with this rumored headset. So this means Apple would pre-announce the headset, but then take a while for the product to actually launch. Bloomberg points out that there were 227 days between the announcement of the original Apple Watch and availability to actual consumers. Bloomberg explains that this gap would be necessary in order to get people interested in the new headset and encourage developers to make software for it that's available from day one. One possibility is that Apple announces the headset at WWDC in June of 2022, giving developers the ability to start building applications for AR and VR. Then the actual headset itself would be available to customers sometime late next year or even in early 2023. So even though some of the details about its release remain unclear, it's becoming pretty apparent that the headset with AR and VR capabilities from Apple will be one of the biggest stories of 2022. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.